The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Praise to you, O
Lord. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately, the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank, so that I could have gotten it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our first reading talks about how important it is to have a worthy wife. I want to spend a few moments discussing this reading for 2 reasons. The first is to discuss the diaconate very briefly. I am a deacon, not a priest. While many of you realize that, I still get a few people every Saturday or Sunday at the conclusion of Mass saying, "Thank you, Father." My response is to correct them and say, "Yes, thank you, but I'm a deacon." And I add that most days, my wife usually appreciates that fact. As a deacon, I assist priests. We are clergy, but there are many other things that we do differently. But more on that at a different homily. Now, our first reading does tell us how much we should appreciate our wives. Phrases that were used, such as unfailing eyes, loving hands, reaches out to the poor, and fears the Lord were used in our reading today. My brothers, and I'm speaking to the men here, we are blessed when we find a wife with these qualities. As our reading states, their value is beyond pearls. We are quite blessed when we get a pearl for a wife. We all need to appreciate our wives, and that goes for deacons too. Now, how many times have you been driving on a highway and you're cruising along and all of a sudden you see a bunch of brake lights ahead of you, so your car is forced to slow down too, only to find out that everybody's slowing down because there's a police officer off on the side of the road, probably with radar. What do we do? We slow down and comply when we think that the enforcer or the police officer is there. And yet, if we think we can get away with it because we're not being watched, we do. Well, Paul's epistle today suggests that he knew how he would drive, or certainly act in other ways. So many times we hear people stressing over the day our Lord will return. In fact, we've had religious sects created that focus on predicting that very day. But the time of his coming isn't the main issue. The way we prepare is. Last week and other weeks, as we conclude our ordinary time in this liturgical year, we've heard about preparation. Last week it was about the virgins preparing. Today we are told to stay alert. Now our gospel talks about one way we can stay alert and act in our lives in order to properly prepare for Christ. This is about talents. Why do we get talents? To do good for others. Ultimately, we will all be judged by how we use those talents. Today's gospel focuses on this. We've heard this story. It tells of three different people, servants, that receive talents from their master. We are all servants of God, so it applies to us since he is our master. The talents can refer to a unit of measure or an aptitude skill. God is so smart, I think he means both, and that's part of why this is a parable. God makes the point that we are all given something. Everything. Yes, everything we give is a great gift. From the standpoint of a unit of measure, a talent at the time of Christ was worth about 6,000 denar. And I know that makes it all clear for you. Well, a denar was actually approximately a day's wages. So a talent was the equivalent of 6,000 daily wages. Regardless of the value, it was worth a lot. Kind of like hitting the lottery. And that is exactly what happens when God gives us our life and everything else. We hit the lottery. That is my first point. All that we have is thanks to God. Now I know some of you, like I have done, are thinking, well, yeah, God gave me a lot, but I use those talents, I use those skills, and I developed them and grew them. I studied, I worked hard, I had blood, sweat, and tears to take what I was given and then develop that and get to be where I am today. Therefore, it's kind of me that did it. You know, you just started. But it's not that simple, and we will see. The second part of this parable is how different people get different talents and what they do with it. Everybody gets something, and you might think you got a little bit and somebody else got more, but if you are here, it's because God touched you to recognize him, and that led you to becoming a Catholic and to have the potential for everlasting life. What you do with your talents is crucial. When the Master returned, which signifies our judgment day, we are asked, as the people in the parable were, to give an accounting to how we use the talents that we were given. Did we use them and multiply them for others? In other words, did you give back your talents and increase to God? Contrary to popular belief and the attitudes of ourselves and our society, we don't exist for ourselves. We exist to love and serve God and our neighbors. Now, those who receive the 5 talents might be the saints. They received a great gift and use that gift accordingly, multiplying it during their life. At the other extreme are those that got just 1 talent. They got a gift from God, but did not use it to advantage. They represent those that might be described as lazy or slothful in their works. The third category, which probably most of us here today, received 2 talents. Through our baptism in Christ, we were elevated to become priests, prophets, and kings in his family. With those talents given to us, we are charged to go out and use them for others. Have we? I heard it said that at our judgment, we will be asked 3 things. Who is your God? Who are you? And what have you done? This gospel directly addresses what we have done. It represents how we put our faith into works. Works that glorify God through our works for him and our neighbors. Don't spend time worrying about